Somebody might offer to do you a favor, and you might say...
You don't want to be obligated, if you could say. Don't want to owe him anything.
Mm-hmm. Somebody might ask you sometime, can you? And you might have to say, well, no, I'm sorry,
I can't.
If somebody asks you about sundown to do something, and you might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to do today.
And I have done all I'm going to do today.
If there's a pretty bad accident up the road, but you might say there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was, by the time we got there,
dead.
In such a situation, he to be careful.
Had to be careful.
Or sometimes...
I should have been careful.
If you were growing a garden and you were growing some corn and you looked at your corn stalks and they were only about that high, you might say, well, it isn't as tall as it...
should be.
I dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you...
wouldn't do it.
If, somebody sometimes, if when you're a kid, somebody might say something that was a little outrageous. They might kind of say, I'll bet you won't do that. And sometimes you might call that something else. What would you call that?
I dare you.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear any expressions that around that area, dare?
Double dog dare you was our expression.
Sometimes you might say to a child, you aren't doing what you...
should do.
Will you do it? No, I...
will not.
If you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and you had a friend that was just standing around, maybe watching, you might say, well, you...
weren't much help.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
think I can. Or I will try.
Or you might say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I... get the yard work finished.
Can get the yard work finished.
A kind of bird that you might see in the dark would be a...
an owl.
What kinds of different owls would you have?
Hoot owl is the only owl I know about.
What might you call a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
A kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell.
Skunk. Civet cat.
Mm-hmm. A civet cat? Uh-huh. How would that be spelled?
C-I-V-I-T.
Civet cat?
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual. I don't think I've ever heard that.
And I'll tell you about Chick Sale, too. Chick Sale was an author.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote a book about... in kind of in poem form about outhouses, and
mm-hmm.
that's where the term "it's the chick sale" oh, originated.
Well, that's interesting.
I found out.
how did you find out? That's interesting.
I was talking to an old lady at the office, about 80 years old, and I said I know that's what they were called, but I don't know where the term came. And she said, "I do." And
uh-huh.
She told me.
Oh, that's interesting. That's. I'd like to read the poem.
Well, he's not listed in the encyclopedia,
uh-huh.
but his name was Chick, C-H-I-C, Sale, Chick Sale.
What kinds of different animals might you have?
Dogs, cats, bears, lions, tigers, elephants, camels, a whole zoo full of them.
What kinds of animals, if you were going to hunt, might you hunt around here?
Deer.
They're not. If you were hunting smaller things, you might hunt for?
Rabbit.
Would you, do you know of any different kinds of rabbits? Or?
No, just rabbits.
I was in Austria.
Hares.
And hares.
Hares.
I was in Austria the last 3 months. They have rabbits. They have rabbits that lope around the fields, and the rabbits are about this high. They're monsters. They're as big as dogs.
Mm.
And,